I think our rocket flight to the moon has not one, but about 300,000 fathers. It was not the work of any one man, nor any one group of people, nor any one company. It was really a team effort on the part of a great number of individual teams throughout the United States. It was a product of the work of this people in this country. It started as an act of faith when President Kennedy in 1961 suggested to the United States Congress that we should put a man on the moon in this decade and bring him back alive. And when subsequently to this appeal, the Congress enthusiastically approved the plan. But we in NASA at that time, and maybe this may startle you, heard about this thing only through the papers and through the television. And we didn't quite really know how to do it. We had, of course, always thought that one fine day men would be able to fly with a rocket to the moon. We had no doubt that it was feasible in principle, but nobody had ever tied a hard deadline, such as let's do it in this decade, to the program, as President Kennedy now had. But I think what happened in the subsequent years shows what man is capable of once such an act of faith has been committed. The commitment was there, the prestige of the country was on the line, and we in NASA had no other choice but rolling up our sleeves and going to work and find an answer. And as the events of last week and this week showed, the answer was found. We had, of course, many debates on how to implement this program. There, just like there are many roads to Rome, as the old saying goes, there are also many roads to the moon. And it was by no means clear which of the possible modes was the best one. All of these modes could have been implemented. The difference lay essentially in the cost and in the risks involved in doing it this or that way. I would say now, in retrospect, and with all the advantage that hindsight offers, you know, people usually can see very well when it comes to hindsight, but their seeing is not so good when it comes to looking into the tea leaves and asking yourself what will happen in the future. So with the hindsight we now have, I would say we probably picked a good mode to do it, and we implemented the program on a basis of minimum risks. But it takes more than good decisions to make such a program possible. It takes also dedication, and it takes, as we have seen in the Apollo program, also sacrifices. The three astronauts who lost their lives in a ground accident in an Apollo capsule in early 1967 proved to all of us that there's no easy road to the moon. I shall never forget the evening after the accident. The accident happened in the late afternoon. President Johnson had invited some of us over to the White House to witness the signature of an international space treaty under which the Soviet Union, the United Kingdom, and the United States agreed to refrain from, for instance, using weapons in space, carrying nuclear weapons to other heavenly bodies, and in which they pledged to come to each other's help in case, for instance, astronauts were stranded in outer space and that the other side could help, or they were stranded on another heavenly body and could seek shelter where maybe the result of what has happened this week, the world is bigger. The world has never been closer together. And Buzz Aldrin, one of the two men who landed on the moon, on the way home, we have come to the conclusion that this has been far more than three men on a voyage to the moon. More still than the effort of a government and industry team. More even than the efforts of one nation. We feel that this stands as a symbol of the insatiable curiosity of all mankind to explore the unknown. And Sir Bernard Lovell, the director of Britain's Jodrell Bank Observatory, said, "If you look at the thousands of years of civilization, you will find that only those communities that have been prepared to struggle with the nearly insoluble problems at the limits of their technical capability, those are the only times that civilization has advanced." And finally, Dr. Margaret Mead, noted anthropologist, who finds it imperative that men venture to the moon. She said, "People have always said that it would be better to stay home and till your own cabbage patch. I think that if people don't follow the potentialities of movement and change, they are likely to wither and die." I think we will agree that there's an essence of truth in all these statements. All this and more. When men set foot on the moon, it was equal in significance to that unknown day millions of years ago when life left its aquatic home in the ocean and came out upon dry land.